travel faster than light, and Earth-based observers unable to know the situation on Mars at the same instant. He must infer the answer after the event, when light has had a chance to pass between the planets. The inferred past event will be different depending on the observer's velocity. For example, during a future manned expedition to Mars, mission controllers back on Earth might say, "I wonder what Commander Jones is doing at Alpha Base now." Looking at their clock and seeing that it was 12 p.m. on Mars, their answer might be eating lunch. But an astronaut zooming past Earth at near the speed of light at the same moment could, on looking at his clock, say that the time on Mars was earlier or later than 12 o'clock, depending on his direction of motion. That astronaut's answer to the question about Commander Jones's activities would be cooking lunch or washing dishes. Such mismatches make a mockery of any attempt to confer special status on the present moment, for whose now does that moment refer to? If you and I were in relative motion, an event that I might judge to be in the yet as undecided future might for you already exist in the fixed past. The most straightforward conclusion is that both past and future are fixed. For this reason, physicists prefer to think of time as laid out in its entirety, a timescape, analogous to a landscape with all past and future events located there together. It is a notion sometimes referred to as block time. Completely absent from this description of nature is anything that singles out a privileged special moment as the present or any process that would systematically turn future events into present then past events. In short, the time of the physicist does not pass or flow. How time doesn't fly. A number of philosophers over the years have arrived at the same conclusion by examining what we normally mean by the passage of time. They argue that the notion is internally inconsistent. The concept of flux, after all, refers to motion. It makes sense to talk about the movement of a physical object, such as an arrow through space, by gauging how its location varies with time. But what meaning can be attached to the movement of time itself? Relative to what does it move? Whereas other types of motion relate one physical process to another, the putative flow of time relates time to itself. Posing the simple question, how fast does time pass, exposes the absurdity of the very idea. The trivial answer, 1 second per second, tells us nothing at all. Although we find it convenient to refer to time's passage in everyday affairs, the notion imparts no new information that cannot be conveyed without it. Consider the following scenario. Alice was hoping for a white Christmas, but when the day came, she was disappointed that it only rained. However, she was happy that it snowed the following day. Although this description is replete with tenses and references to time's passage, exactly the same information is conveyed by simply correlating Alice's mental states with dates, in a manner that omits all reference to time passing or the world changing. Thus, the following cumbersome and rather dry catalog of facts suffices. December 24th, Alice hopes for a white Christmas. December 25th, there is rain, Alice is disappointed. December 26th, there is snow, Alice is happy. In this description, nothing happens or changes. There are simply states of the world at different dates and associated mental states for Alice. Similar arguments go back to ancient Greek philosophers such as Parmenides and Zeno. A century ago, British philosopher John McTaggart sought to draw a clear distinction between the description of the world in terms of events happening, which he called the A series, and the description in terms of dates correlated with states of the world, the B series. Each seems to be a true description of reality, and yet the two points of view are seemingly in contradiction. For example, the event Alice is disappointed was once in the future, then in the present, and afterward in the past. But past, present, and future are exclusive categories, so how can a single event have the character of belonging to all three? McTaggart used this clash between the A and B series to argue for the unreality of time as such, perhaps a rather drastic conclusion. Most physicists would put it less dramatically. The flow of time is unreal, but time itself is as real as space. Just in time. A great source of confusion in discussions of time's passage stems from its link with the so-called arrow of time. To deny that time flows is not to claim that the designations past and future are without physical basis. Events in the world